Hello. Okay, I have just two short poems, and they're both from the first one's from the Fiverr challenge, which I didn't make in time, and then the second one is from the online challenge, which was announced tonight, so I'm going to finger with you guys and see if you like it. Okay, so the first one is tonight's Fiverr challenge, it's called Screwed Fox. Okay. When Earth was very old, there was no greater indifference to the cold than in a prehistoric fox, who lingered melting iced gravel rocks. He grumbled, "It has to get better than this," he mumbled outside his fox's set. "This cold and wet, I cannot stand," as he stood in a glacier above Ireland. Okay, this one's called, I'm not sure, it doesn't have a name. But it's the words of straw, glaze, bottle, hydrangea, intimate. The hydrangea was the last straw. It was where our relationship bottlenecked. My eyes glazed over when my intimate friend urinated on my flowerbed. Next we have Marcel Crowder.
I would like to give the title at the end and to make a little comment about this poem. What have you done, oh dear mother, with your little boy? You spoon-fed him with composer slice, and you left him behind as if he had tumbled accidentally from your arms. His cries were drowned out by the voices of your misguided brood. Oh dear fallen mother, you celebrate your beautiful size, your attractive mass, your glorious destruction, and keep your body in perfect form for your next offspring, all provided with horrible spirits engineered for birth and death, and disguised, undoubtedly, recognizable. Do not question humanity, terrific mother, in your poisoned shroud. The sleep of reason produces monsters, and you can't trust in God that we will fabricate the reason for dropping you too. And I call this poem Mother of All, and you might easily know that we acknowledge at the last news that the so-called mother of all bombs were dropped over Afghanistan.
Yes, yes.
And it was to humanize such kind of invention. It pissed me really off, so I have to say, and the little boy was called the first atomic bomb.
Thank you, Marcel. And next we have Bernadette Yatter.
Recent publication. So this is from 13th of February. Five words. The five words were piano, flimsy, winter, state, profit. Profit. We entered bringing gifts to a man many years our senior. Sitting at a fire, ashes pulled out onto the hearth. In the far room, a piano, flimsy to the touch. A brandy changes our state from winter to something warmer. The postman prophet, his final visitor.
Yeah. Bernadette, and next we have Ryan Clotty.
Very sharp bone. When you close your eyes, sometimes when the sun shines, I think everybody experiences this, that you know, you can create this beautiful artwork from the back of the eye, the retina. And it's really nice. It doesn't last for very long. But and of course the sun has to shine. So this is called retina art. Blackbird, thrush, robin, feathered orchestra, sunburst wings of song, sweet music, soft melodic, green specks, purple stars, pink, blue, yellow, joy, red waves, orange eyes, inward spirit, immortal. Artist inside my head, iris, iridescent, kaleidoscope of color. So.
Thank you, Brian. And next we have Charles Clark.
Last time I read, something by James Heaney, and I hadn't realized, in spite of looking at it a number of times, just how very difficult it was going to be. It was very difficult. I didn't get it altogether right. I thought on this occasion I might try a poem by Yeats that I happen to like a lot. I hadn't realized it was going to turn out to be very difficult. It is very difficult. Red Hot Hanrahan's song about Ireland. The old brown thorn trees break into high over Common Strand. Under the bitter black wind that blows from the left hand, our courage breaks like an old tree in the black wind and dies. But we have hidden in our hearts, playing under the eyes, Kathleen Water Houlihan. Wind has bundled up the clouds high over Knocknarea and thrown the thunder on the stones for all that Maeve can say. Angers that are like noisy clouds have set our hearts abeat. But we have all bent low and low and kissed the quiet feet. Yellow pool has overflowed high up on Clut the Bear, where the wet winds are blowing out of the clinging air. Like heavy flooded waters, our bodies and our blood are purer than a tall candle before the holy rood. It's Kathleen Pool.
Thank you, Charles. And next we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you. I don't know how any of you have been to a long room in Trinity College Library. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was kind of inspired by that because I had a job interview there years ago. Didn't get it though. In Episcopal Heights. Searching for books two stories high. Pass that test, now down to wolves. Examining the token tome as the examination. Perfect spying, some foxing, all right otherwise. City fortunes on a dream, life permitting. What slings past won't pass you by. Your holy type of learning doesn't register as long as the library sings as wares. Now more out than that. Even the best ideas are prone to cliche after a while. Predictability wearing thick on a borrowed life. The token outsider speedily into exile. Embracing indifference where required. Sleeping on the job for purposes of aberration. revealing a diligent presence like no other. A pressured cover employee, good to a fault. Inland sports spill over television. Covering form, obsession, a fixture of talents. Cracking to society for a result. Made no more attractive on a higher shelf. One a pedestal, close to prying eyes. The foreground noise made pays under drink's gaze. It ain't invisible to most. Unlike expats, applauding a signature on bar night. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. And next we have Max Griffin, I think, with a guitar.
Yay! I think I'd probably place down here. Do you know, I actually had a subversive protest point right and I left it behind me. And I was a guitar, the car was a guitar. So no, you'll have to endure. My farewell son to my daughter. She couldn't secure rabble cards, so she headed for Riyadh yesterday. With my heart in a suitcase. So put up with me. So I wrote her the little song before she went away. She wouldn't listen to it. She'll hear it on the phone. It's a goodbye to my mother, my mother and my daughter. So I put it together my haiku. Haiku for my mother.
Rocks beached on ground stone, jewels of mid-white sand, moved with silken hourglass sound. They spun the stream from silver beams that curled and moved to weave a vine of sand leaves there. Micro aqueduct draw back galactic light to sparkle and the tips of waves. Silence now for rainbow sheep who sleep on grassy fields, unblended wisps of setting sun. My sister's disappearing, cast a wide horizon while I trail behind with sand leaves. Silver mink for twilight spies, cap my open hands, span the water for mother pearls. Tide receding, cut me back in warmth, hold me close in grey kid gloves. Curled up like a kitten by a filigree roach, a leaf on a lapel. So old souls walk the moonlight tide, stranded to a moonstone, they trace back time with me on sand. On sand leaves, on sand leaves. Part one, 1.5 minutes. Part. And here we go. It's for my girl, no? Here you go. Your time has come to fly. We must never say goodbye. No salty tears to cry. You're simply following your joy. Time has come to live, so much pain that you forgive. With your smile you'll always survive. New inspiration to inspire. The lads for years were a bit of a mess. You became the mother in my stress. Trouble that we met, and now I see you blossom forth to shine, and I know you can no longer be just mine, 'cause it's your time. Your time has come to breathe, lands your wonders wait to see. Another heart to steal, but you'll always feel this heart for me. Your time has come to fly.
I feel I'm onto a loser here already before you start. This is a poem I wrote a few years ago when I was out crossing fields on horseback at the time, and kind of spring is my favourite time of year, and it's kind of on the cusp of that. Trunks cast crisscross shadows on saturated soil, superating millennia of Earth's blanket not yet ready for man to toil. One drop, two drop, tree, nature's tears tap softly on me, as low-slung sun smiles a cool valedictory. Cusp of spring with winter not prepared to loose its grip on everything, cutting arc of wind from icy king. But not long now, weakly whispering murmurs, time of plenty avowed, behold the fern uncurled from slumbers.
And next we have Rab. He's still with us.
I'm going to right a wrong that was done to me last week. Michael O'Callaghan murdered one of my poems last week. So I'm going to find it and deliver it. It will be done in a Scottish accent, by the way, but it just won't be Michael O'Callaghan's Scottish accent. So this is from the 26th of August 2016. The words were fluent, calculation, several, avaricious, and plum. The plum hung plumly, fluent in its plumity, and next to it hung several more, plum full and full of plum, a rapid calculation to gauge my avariciousness. Then I ate one plum, then another one, plum full and full of plum. I plumbed the depths of plumminess.
Thank you, Rao, for correcting the record. next, Mary O'Connell.
Thanks, Sue. Well, we're just finishing the season of Lent and moving into Easter, and I thought this is a kind of poem based on a gospel story. It's called Living Water. Corrugated in heat, sun on the rim of the bucket, spinning from the pit. My outstretched hand stills its wavering swing. Blinding liquid splashes on the stone. At my back, a greeting. Lifting my water jar, I turn. See, he is a Jew. Give me a drink. Eyes breach my shielded gaze, catching my thoughts. Sir, why speak to me? You scorn to use our bowls, share our bread. How can I, one of a tribe despised, draw from the well of Jacob for your thirst? His answer, sinking deep, opens my life. The men who never gave me what I craved. Outcast no longer, he accepts me as I am. Woman, searching after truth. He taps a deeper spring. Living water flows, sweeps all barriers down, joins us at the source.
And next we have Kieran McCarthy.
And the great thing about Michael Galvin is he doesn't just butcher Rab's poems, he also plays the piano excellently. And two of us are going to do a gig in the co-op there on Saturday if you're around at 7 to 9 o'clock. And Michal Weber's going to make some noises there.
Fantastic.
Woo. So if you're around.
It's an improv. It's an experiment. Oh.
It's not anything yet. It hasn't happened yet.
It's going to happen.
If you want to know where it is, you've got
to
go.
That's
the choke like the feature of Michael Gallen. Anyway, this is a poem. And one of the talkages, I really need a really beautiful jazz singer, the voice you can skim stones to sing this song for me sometime. But I'm not going to sing it, I'm going to say it. It's called Are You Mine? And I wrote it ages ago, and shortly after Alex Turner wrote a song called Are You Mine? And it's everybody's favorite tune, including my own. So I don't know if it's going to stay called Are You Mine, but it's Are You Mine at the moment. Trot me a line, fish for salmon behind the dam. Say that you're mine, give me just one kiss of your hand. I'm doing fine, but I don't really understand what makes you shine and what makes me such a helpless man. The water's like glass and it reflects all of my thoughts. How could we last with all you are and all that I'm not? But baby, you've got class, and baby, I got caught. So I'll make a pass, you tell me what chances I've got. There's a cotton breeze that blows across the aches of my mind. The cold spring is in the trees, stale thoughts left behind. Baby, come with me to see what we might find. I guarantee there'll be hope where there's no time. You tread with your addictions, I'll keep an eye on mine. Whether this is fact or fiction, I'll blow the smoke in your spine. After the rendition, we'll sit up drinking wine. What a peculiar position. Am I yours or are you mine?
Thank you, Kieran, and don't forget Saturday in the Kikumak. And last but not least, it is the
forgive me, I only like worked this out like 2 days ago. It's a really easy song, but usually the easiest songs are part of the play. Because like, this is actually by Nicholas Drake, and even Nicholas Drake on this recorded version actually makes mistakes. So I hope I don't butcher it. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called You Know. Yeah, it's down here, so.
Know that I love you. Know I
Thank you, Philip, and thank you to everyone at the open mic tonight. This concludes our session, and one big round of applause for our guest readers tonight. Rachel Kennedy and David Kennedy.